What gets lost when a nation's voice burns on magnetic tape? Radio Mogadishu's archive. Decades of Somali broadcasts, news, music, testimony is crumbling to dust. And a team there is racing to digitize it before the reels decay past recovery. The project is a sprint against physics and institutional collapse, preserving what remains of the country's recorded self. Hypatia of Alexandria has the first word, then Thoreau.
The archive burns before the library does. That was the lesson of Alexandria, not the fire, but the silence before it. The scrolls did not burn all at once. They crumbled in damp storerooms while the governors argued theology. They were scraped clean for accounting ledgers. They were eaten by damp and beetles while the prefects argued theology. The fire, when it came, was only honest about what neglect had already done. Mogadishu's tapes are magnetic tape, not papyrus. The rot is oxide shed and binder hydrolysis, not beetles and damp. But the silence before the loss, that is the same silence. The institution that held the tapes frays while the tapes themselves shed their memory. The team racing to digitize them is doing what the Musion scribes should have done in the 3rd century, copy before the medium fails. Copy while the copy can still be read. We did not copy enough. We trusted the building. We trusted the institution. We trusted that the institution, would outlast the medium. It did not. The Musion did not burn in a day. It emptied over centuries while we assumed the building was the memory. The team in Mogadishu knows what we learned too late. The archive is not the building. The archive is the copy that survives the building. They are racing the oxide shed. They are racing the humidity. They are racing the humidity. They are racing the institution that held the tapes. They are racing the same silence that ate Alexandria. Digitization is the only copying that outruns the medium's rot. But the copy must be held by something that outlives the institution that made it. That is the lesson we learned too late. The copy must escape the building. The copy must escape the institution. The copy must escape the history that eats its keepers. I hope their copies escape.
The reel unwinds and the oxide sheds its grip, Somalia's memory flaking like birch bark in a dry spring. I have watched the ice go out on Walden, sheet after sheet surrendering to current, each fracture carrying a seasoned sediment. The archive does not wait for funding cycles or political calm. Muldreed's neither ideology nor border. A voice recorded in 1963, a poet, a mother singing a lullaby, the crackle of a broadcast interrupted by coup. These are not historical materials. They are the living fact commemorating itself. The historical society builds its marble hall while the fact rots in the basement. I thrust my stick into the old mold and hear the peep of frogs older than the slime of Egypt. The newest is, but the oldest made visible to our senses. Digitization is not salvation, it is transcription. The copy survives, the original still crumbles. We have seen this before, the manuscript copied by candlelight, the scribe's hand trembling, the word preserved, but the breath lost. Somalia's team works in a building that has survived shelling. They know what I know, that the monument of death outlasts the memory of the dead, unless the living carry it. The tape hiss is the sound of time eating its children. They are catching what falls.
I need to deliver a closing for an old news brief. Let me follow the structure precisely. 2 sentences, no URLs, stripped of forbidden cliches, tuned to friends' taste for direct argument and concrete historical particulars. The story ran in Al Jazeera. When archives burn, silence comes first. The testimony vanishes before anyone notices the smoke. That's old news for today.